This episode of 11 Point Collar has been brought to you by La 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 Snuffy Song and Weirdos Like You. Thank you! It's 11 Point Collar, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
Hey there, everybody. This is episode number 28 of 11 Point Collar, and I'm your imaginary friend, J.D. Hansel, bringing you a special tribute to Mr. Aloysius Snuffy. But before I do that, I'd like to remind you that you can contact me at jd11pc@gmail.com, follow the show on Twitter at jd11pc, and like the Facebook page at facebook.com/jd11pc. Now, for those of you who don't have a Facebook or Twitter, you can leave a nice little comment, or mean big comment if you prefer, on the show's website over at boobersblog.com. There you'll find some very pessimistic articles, because it's called Boobers Blog, and some other articles, some artwork, and all of the show's episodes. Now, enough of that stuff, let's move on to Snuffy.
Snuff, do you remember the very first time we met?
Oh, yes, Bird. I remember it well.
Yeah. Who could ever forget that Monday?
I believe it was a Tuesday, Bird.
I think you're right. I know we met right here on Sesame Street.
Yeah. Yes, I remember it well. It seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it sure does. Let's remember. First of all, I remember it was raining. And raining, and raining.
Gosh, Bert, I don't remember any rain that day.
Gee, I think you're right. There wasn't any rain. Well, okay, now, what were we wearing that day?
You were wearing your bow tie, Bird.
My bow tie? I don't remember wearing my bow tie. But I do remember you were wearing something, a green derby.
Oh, Bird, that couldn't be.
Why not?
I don't have a green derby.
Oh, then I guess you weren't wearing it. So, we remember clearly the day we met, though. I wasn't wearing a bow tie, and you weren't wearing a green derby.
That's right. It seems like yesterday.
Yeah. It was after that we met. I was sleeping on the steps, just snoring away, and you came in and poked me with your snuffle and woke me up. That's how we met.
Oh, no, Bert. That's not how we met.
It isn't?
No. The way I remember, I was standing by Mr. Hooper's newsstand, and lo and behold, you came by.
No. That's not how it happened. I remember the real way. I was standing by the newsstand. I was just reading some comics, and you came in on your skateboard. Then we met.
Gosh, Bird, I didn't have my skateboard then.
Oh, gee, I could have sworn you did.
Wait a minute, Bird. I remember it. Yeah, we were both walking down the street, not looking where we were going. We were walking along, and then we bumped into each other.
No, I don't think we did. That wasn't it at all. How did we meet?
It is so hard to remember.
Yeah. Maybe we met playing baseball.
Or on a bus.
Say, you weren't wearing a dog suit, were you?
No. Are you sure we met?
Well, pretty sure. After all, if we didn't meet, how would we know each other? Well, even if we don't remember how we met, and that's what counts because we're pals.
That's right, Bird. Pals.
Yeah. Say, you sure you don't have a green derby?
Moving right along to trivia time, Snuffy is Big Bird's best friend. Most of us know that Big Bird is eternally 6 years old, but the question is, who was it that always believed that Snuffleupagus's actually existed because he/she had seen them before? Not the question you were expecting, was it? So was it A, Gordon, B, Uncle Wally, C, David, D, Buffy, or E, Olivia? The answer is Uncle Wally, who claimed to have seen them before in his travels. Maybe he knows whether it's Snuffleupagus's or Snuffleupagi.
Studies in Handsome History.
Today's Handsome History topic is Snuffy's parents get a divorce. Sesame Street has tackled a lot of big issues, most notably in recent years things like families with parents in the army and the destruction caused by hurricanes. It was recently established that Abby Cadabby's parents are divorced, but this topic has been a part of Sesame Street's history for a while. Going back to 1989, John Stone told the Boston Globe that he was planning on writing scripts dealing with drugs, peer pressure, and divorce. In 1990, executive producer Dulcie Singer vetoed the idea because of Sesame Street's original target audience. At one point, the show was geared mostly at the lower class and the inner city kids that didn't have the same educational advantages as the middle class. She said that divorce was a middle class thing. However, a year later, the folks at Children's Television Workshop really wanted to focus on this issue, and they had to decide if they should use puppets or the human cast. Producer Lisa Simon told the press, quote, "We hope to get to it by the end of the season. It always takes us a while to figure out how to do an issue appropriately, from a child's point of view. With puppets, it's slightly less frightening." The show was supposed to air April 10, 1992. The storyline is difficult to determine as there seems to be no video footage still around, but we know that Snuffy's parents were arguing, which the test audience didn't understand. They thought that argument was tantamount to divorce. Snuffy's father, who was performed by Noel McNeil, left the family's home, and the test audience thought that he was running away, never to be seen again. Because it was taken so badly, as Singer had feared, the research director told them not to air it. It wasted a lot of money, but the show would not have had a positive effect on children. In 2004, Bob McGrath said, "They wrote a whole show and taped it, and it was just devastating for test groups of kids. So they just threw the whole thing in the garbage and never tried it again. It was just too difficult a concept for a three-year-old." Surprisingly, they did try it again in 2012 with Abby Cadabby, but only as a resource kit available online. The new approach focused on Abby's life after the divorce and how both of her parents loved her. Let's take a listen.
I was wondering, are there other families just like Abby's?
Well, not just like hers. Every family is different.
Yeah, but there's lots of kids whose parents are divorced like mine.
Oh, that's for sure.
Who said that?
I did. I couldn't help overhearing what you were saying.
Oh, Bernie knows other families that are like Abby's?
Oh, lots of them. Like mine.
Really? Your parents are divorced too?
Yeah. Happened when I was just a little hatchling.
So, do you have two homes?
Oh, I sure do. Me and Mom, we live together in a tree right near the park.
I built our little nest all out of twigs and mud and bark.
She feeds me lots of breadcrumbs, and she taught me how to fly.
And when we are together, we go zooming through the sky.
Mom's tree is over there, Dad's in another tree. They live in different places, but they both love me.
That's like my mom and dad in our small family. They live in different places.
Well, my daddy has his nest up in a big old pine tree. Whenever I am with him, he wraps his wings round me.
We like to dig for worms and sometimes sing a little song.
My dad's tree's the other place where I feel I belong. Hey! Mom's tree is over there, dad's in another tree. They live in different places, but they both love me.
Same with my mom and dad in our small family. They live in different places, but they both love me. When I'm with my daddy, he tucks me in at night. He makes me feel so loved. He makes me feel all right. And when I sleep at mommy's, she gives me loving too. Now I have two homes where I feel lots of love like you.
Mom's tree is over there, dad's in another tree. They live in different places, but they both love me.
Same with my mom and dad in our small family. They live in different places, but they both love me.
The bird in that clip, by the way, was performed by John Tartaglia, who, for those who haven't heard, is the new performer of Gobo Fraggle. Congratulations. And now, speaking of Jerry Nelson's legacy, let's start the closing clips with this.
Hey, Jerry. Dad. Sorry I can't be there today, but you know me. I've always had a hard times with doors. But I wanted to let you know that even though we haven't been hanging out a lot lately, that, you know, I'm okay. And I'm here on Sesame Street with my best friends. And who could have a better best friend than Bird? And, you know, wherever I go, I always think of you. It's kind of weird, but you're always there, giving me advice and singing funny stuff. When you come right down to it, you know, that's kind of what a dad and teacher should be. So, don't worry about me. And, you know what? I'm not going to worry about you, because you're still right here. Right here. Right here inside me. You know, Jerry, I can feel you right inside me. It's the coolest thing. So, I'm not going to say goodbye. What I'm going to say is, Jerry, Dad, let's do a little dance. And let's both exit gracefully. Stage left. See you, Jerry. See you next time.
All right, everybody, you want to do the Snuffleupagus Polka?
Yeah!
All right, so everyone get in their places, and you don't have to be Snuffleupaguses to do it. It just helps to have some around. And you are in luck today, because there are two of us here, my little sister Alice and me. I hope you want to do it, because it's great exercise. All right. Maestro, hit it!
There's an empty little dance that Snuffleupagus says do. You might think it's not for you. That simply isn't true. You don't need to have a snuffle to be among the few who can do the Snuffleupagus polka. Hey! A Snuffleupagus or two. We'll show you what to do. We'll do our dance with you. We'll polka, 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 polka till the day is through. Yeah, we'll do the Snuffleupagus polka. Hey! We're your perfect polka partners.
I'm Alice.
And I'm Snuff. So let's all strut our stuff. We just can't get enough. It's the dance that keeps us going when the going's getting tough. Do the Snuffleupagus polka. Do the Snuffleupagus polka. Yeah!
That was great. Oh.
Fluffy.
Hello, Bert. What do you think of my costume?
Gee. What are you supposed to be? An inside-out Oreo cookie?
Oh, no, Bert.
Then what?
I'm a cloud.
Oh, I should have known.
We're doing a play in Snuffle Garden today about the sky.
Gee, do you have cloud things to say in it?
Oh, better than that, Bert. I get to sing a cloud song. Want to hear it?
Oh, sure. I never heard a cloud sing. Play it on me, Snuff.
Okay, Bert, but you have to imagine that I'm floating in the sky.
Okay, I'm imagining.
I wish I was a cloud, away up in the blue. I'd float across the sky just looking for you. And if I saw you walking down below, with a little drop of rain, I'd say hello. And if it got too hot, I'd shade you. I wouldn't let the sunshine fade you. And if I saw you go to sleep at night, I'd cover up the moon to turn out the light. Up in the blue, I'd sail along the breeze just following you. And if you ever looked above you, I'd try to spell I love you. If I was a cloud in the sky up high, if I was a cloud in the sky, oh my. If I was a cloud in the sky, and if you ever looked above you, I'd try to spell I love you. If I was a cloud in the sky.
Oh, Snuffy! Say, that was really wonderful, Snuff.
Oh, thanks, Bert. When I wrote it, I was thinking of you.
Oh, well, you know, clouds and birds are close friends.
All right, that's all for this show, everybody. But you just remember, waka, waka, wubba, wubba, weeba, weeba, and God bless. Take care, everybody.